The letter, signed by the governors of Iowa, West Virginia, Arizona, Oregon, and Maine, cites last week's comments from Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. The former Wisconsin governor said it's inevitable that the reimportation of Canadian drugs will be legalized. Governor Doyle says Wisconsin's Canadian drug website has generated more than $90,000 in drug sales. He says once it's legalized, pharmacies and state governments can buy directly from Canada, and that competition will force U.S. drug companies to lower their prices.
What we will see here is when that competition is opened up, you're going to see the drug companies finally having to address the pricing structure by which citizens of the United States end up underwriting the prescription drug costs for the rest of the world. That's wrong, and they have to address it, and I think only when they have real competition from Canada will they address it.
The growing number of senior citizens buying drugs from Canada worries Wisconsin pharmacists. Tom Engel of the Pharmacist Society of Wisconsin says it hasn't had a big impact on sales yet, but he fears eventually it will. He says a bill pending in the U.S. Senate could help the problem. It would allow U.S. pharmacies to buy cheaper drugs wholesale directly from their counterparts in Canada.
With that provision, it would meet the criteria that pharmacists here in Wisconsin have expressed. That way they can continue to dispense prescription drugs, and patients can continue to use pharmacists who they have built trusting relationships with, and that relationship can continue.
The bill also has strong support from healthcare reform advocacy groups like Wisconsin Citizen Action and the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. Both say cost savings for seniors on Canadian drugs are far greater than those available with the new Medicare discount cards. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.